This episode is brought to you by the Vertical Farming Podcast. Follow and subscribe on your favorite podcast player or visit verticalfarmingpodcast.com to browse our catalog of over 100 interviews with founders and CEOs of the leading vertical farming companies from around the world.
It's Saturday, April 6th, 2024, and this is the AgTech Weekly Review. If you're passionate about the nexus of technology and agriculture, you're in the right place. We've got a packed episode for you, filled with the latest scoops on industry partnerships that are reshaping the farming landscape, strategic investments fueling the sector's growth, and the breakthrough advancements setting new benchmarks for sustainability and productivity. So whether you're a farmer, an investor, or just ag curious, stay with us as we delve into the stories that matter in the world of ag tech. Let's dig into what's been sprouting up this week. In the fast-paced world of ag tech, two giants have come together to chart a new course in precision agriculture. AGCO Corporation, a trusted name in the field, has paired up with Trimble, a leader in GPS technology, to birth a joint venture that could potentially change the game for farmers across the globe. Introducing PTX Trimble, a collaboration that's got everyone talking. Precision agriculture just got a major boost with AGCO holding a hefty 85% majority stake in the venture, while Trimble injects its know-how with a strategic 15% slice. This partnership is laser-focused on ramping up productivity, cranking the profitability dial for farmers, and shining a light on sustainable practices. Here's the kicker. This isn't just a handshake and a pat on the back. PTX Trimble could supercharge AGCO's precision agriculture revenues with projections soaring above the $2 billion mark by 2028. That's a lot of zeros and a significant financial horizon that could ripple outwards, impacting the agricultural sphere in a major way. Now, let's turn our attention to a fresh new development that's catching eyes in the industry. Lindsay Corporation is stepping up its game in the ag tech arena with a strategic move that's set to stir the pot. They've gone ahead and invested in Pessl Instruments, the company that's on the cutting edge of agricultural technology with their IoT hardware and software savvy for making top-notch agronomic decisions. Picture this. The brains at Lindsay Corporation, known for their irrigation and infrastructure solutions, joining forces with Pessl's talent for tech. We're talking a powerhouse combo aiming to make serious waves in water management and, of course, broader ag tech solutions. But the investment isn't just about putting dollars on the table. It's a harbinger of more cooperative breakthroughs as these two leaders in the sector lay the groundwork for innovations meant to transform the landscape, quite literally. It's an alliance with an eye on the prize, to conserve our precious natural resources, to max out agricultural productivity, and who knows, maybe even to shake the very foundations of how we think about farming. And get this. Randy Wood, the president and CEO of Lindsay Corporation, isn't shying away from showing his excitement. He sees this partnership as a way to take their global outreach to new heights while whipping up innovative solutions that could very well reshape how we approach farming sustainability. So there you have it, folks. Lindsay Corporation and Pessl Instruments, a duo that's not just making moves, but making meaningful advances for the future of agriculture. Redox Bionutrients is making bold moves on the global ag tech stage, with its recent strategic acquisition signaling an ambitious expansion, particularly focusing on the Japanese market. Let's unpack what this means. By acquiring a 10% stake in Axion Corporation LLC, which specializes in fertilizers and moisture management surfactants, Redox is not just spreading its wings, it's reinforcing its commitment to international growth. Axion is renowned for its contributions to the vitality of golf courses and agricultural crops across Japan, a country known for its dedication to quality and agricultural technique. This is a significant step for Redox because it gets their foot in the door of a highly valued market. And with the majority stake held by Kuvu, Incos, this partnership is shaping into a synergistic powerhouse in ag tech circles. Adding to this dynamic change, we've got Colton Moon, president of Redox, joining the illustrious ranks of Axion's board, alongside industry veterans like Kubo and Ogata. That's a pretty clear indicator that collaboration and exchange of expertise are on the horizon for these enterprises. Not only does this mark an important period of growth for Redox, but it could herald innovative changes in how we approach agricultural nourishment and plant resilience globally. Keep an eye on this venture. It's likely to sprout some groundbreaking developments in the not-so-distant future. Now, let's talk money and innovation, an exciting combination in the ag tech sector. Making waves in this arena is Orchard Robotics, which recently bolstered its ambitious AI project with a cool $3.8 million across seed and pre-seed rounds. This injection of capital speaks volumes of investor confidence and the potential impact on farming. Imagine technology that zooms in on the health and output of every single tree, giving farmers actionable insights to boost yield and quality while doing so sustainably. This isn't just about the future of farming, it's about shaping the future of our food supply chain, making it more robust and responsive to the needs of a growing population. And speaking of impactful, let's not forget BioConsortia. They've just secured a hefty $15 million in their latest funding round, and the backing comes from some pretty heavy hitters led by Otter Capital. That's the kind of vote of confidence that gets you noticed. BioConsortia is not your typical ag tech player. They're knee-deep into developing microbial products that elevate crop yields and provide greener pest control solutions. Nematodes, fungi, soil insects, you name it. Their biosolutions are on the warpath against these threats. What's impressive about BioConsortia is their approach, leveraging the precision of microbial gene editing tech. And where is all this capital influx flowing? It's channeled into expanding field trials, bolstering research, strengthening IPs, and polishing up their fermentation and formulation capabilities. It all starts in the lab. But by 2024, BioConsortia plans to take their biofungicide and other innovative products to the fields, potentially revolutionizing our approach to crop care and protection. These financial boosts for Orchard Robotics and BioConsortia underscore a burgeoning truth. Investors are keyed into the transformative potential of ag tech. It's about creating a sustainable, high-yield future where tech and nature work in harmony. So, to the farmers, the technologists, and the futurists, prepare for the next leap forward because the seeds of change are taking root, and they're about to flourish. In the ever-evolving world of plant science, the crossroads of innovation and practical application are always bustling. One recent highlight is Serratus Crop Protection BV's breakthrough with Ceramax R. Ceramax R has obtained a much-coveted Section 2 EE label for fighting against the dreaded red crown rot in soybeans. So what does this mean for our hardworking soybean growers? Well, they now have a new weapon in their arsenal, a biological seed treatment that not only handles soil-borne diseases effectively, but does so in a way that lets the crops hit the ground running. Or should I say, sprouting, right from day one. The approval of this label isn't just localized, it stretches over multiple states, giving farmers access to a cutting-edge solution for bolstering those crucial early-stage developments that pave the way for a bountiful harvest. Shifting our gaze over to cereal crop protection, Adama is not standing idly by. ForaPro, their new fungicide for cereals in Europe, is a game-changer. It couples two active ingredients with asorbital formulation technology, and trials have shown it punches through leaf cuticles at impressive speeds. Faster than a tank mixture of the same ingredients? You bet. It's all about extensive plant coverage and ensuring maximum health of the crops, which ultimately translates to better yields. For our friends tending to wheat and barley, ForaPro symbolizes Adama's dedication to agricultural innovation. It's a testament to how serious they are about providing farmers the support they need to succeed. And success in the world of agriculture is all about staying one step ahead. Both Ceramax and ForaPro exemplify the strides being made in plant science. Targeted, efficient, and sustainable solutions to some of the most persistent problems farmers face. From soybeans to cereals, these developments are ensuring that the crops we rely on are protected, productive, and plentiful. Because at the end of the day, innovations in plant science are not just about the individual farmer or crop. It's about securing a future where everyone can reap the benefits of bountiful, healthy harvests. Switching gears, let's delve into some compelling stories of partnerships and growth that are reshaping the very fabric of the agricultural tech landscape. First on our list is Origin Agritech, a name that's become synonymous with biotechnological innovation. They've been busy not just in their labs, but on the financial charts as well, marking quite the impressive leap in revenues. Think 30-40% growth. Plus, they've got some new hybrid seeds poised to hit the fields after blazing through national trials. And get this, GMO pursuits are also on their horizon, as they wait with bated breath for their GMO BTGT trait biosafety certification. Origin's NEO hybrid is already prepped to ramp up regional agriculture. Kudos to Dr. Gengchen Han and his team for nudging the thresholds of value-added farm solutions. Next up, hello St. Louis! Gates Ag One, that powerhouse forged by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundations, just planted its feet firmly in the Cortex Innovation District. It's a strategic move, aligning with the city's formidable stance in science and ag innovation. Their mission? To back smallholder farmers by coupling cutting-edge tech with collaborative zeal. The Cortex District, standing as an innovation mecca, just got a booster dose with this new addition that promises exciting developments. Now let's swivel to Brazil, where BASF Agricultural Solution is sowing seeds of sustainability alongside Solidaridad. Their focus? To bloom sustainable farming within the soybean sector. They're not just sowing seeds, though. They're planting deep-rooted partnerships that have a knack for conservation. Case in point, they're joined forces with GeoApis for bee monitoring and Wheatley Young Partners for testing nature market models. Pollinators, the unsung heroes of agriculture, are getting their much-deserved attention, drawing a green line between farming and environmental care. Meanwhile, the Syngenta Group is navigating through financial tides with considerable agility. Now, the past year didn't shower them with the best of fortunes, as their sales dipped by a notable 4% to $32.2 billion. Yet, the story didn't halt there. Like a tractor on resilient wheels, they hauled up their game in the last quarter, sales up by 5% and EBITDA by 15%. Amid adjusting agricultural sectors and the strain of high interest rates, the company is still plowing forward, determined to push through efficiency and remain a steadfast provider to its customers. Each of these narratives heralds not just strides in financial and biotech arenas, but a deeper commitment to sustainable agriculture and partnerships that fortify the future of farming. It's about breaking new ground, growing together, and ultimately cultivating a more resilient ag tech world. In a strategic swing pivoting their focus, Yield 10 Bioscience has been making headway into the commercial sector, particularly with their camelina products. Now, camelina is not just another crop. It's emerging as a key player in the sustenance of the aquafeed and nutritional markets, chiefly for its high omega-3 fatty acids content. It's a savvy move that's showing promise for the future of sustainable agri-products. The push towards these lucrative markets has been buttressed by recent regulatory achievements, aligning well with the commercial partnerships they've managed to forge. It's this symbiosis of regulation and collaboration that could give Yield 10 a competitive edge. Financially, the company has kept its belt tightened. Their approach to cash flow management is nothing short of disciplined. This means reducing cash usage in operating activities while adeptly navigating funding avenues, such as through a warrant inducement transaction. This meticulous financial strategy aims to steer the company through the precarious waters it's been navigating. In 2023, they reported a net loss of $14.5 million, but that hasn't dulled their innovation edge. That's a wrap for this edition of the AgTech Weekly Review. I hope you found our journey through the latest industry milestones as fascinating as I did. From the innovative steps of AGCO Corporation and Trimble to the global pursuits of redox bionutrients, the world of agricultural technology is pulsing with energy. We've explored significant investments, groundbreaking plant science, and partnerships that promise to forge new paths for farmers and the environment alike. As we close out this episode, a big thank you for lending your ears and curiosity to today's stories. Whether you're out in the fields, behind the desk, or researching in the lab, stay connected to the pulse of AgTech with us. Look out for more insights and updates in our next episode. And until then, keep innovating, keep growing, and keep tuning into the AgTech Weekly Review. Take care, and let's make the future of farming brighter together.